how has our day evolved over the past 14 years?
Well, you know, Amy, what started as an initial reaction to the science back in 2004, when we showed a film that I made called Wind Powering Native America, and it illustrated how just on tribal lands in the northern Great Plains, we had enough wind energy to literally power half of the United States for its energy needs. You know, and this comes out of government statistics over at the National Wind Technology Center. And the city council in Aspen said, well, we'd like to see that, so why don't you come and join us in official session and we'll take a look. And so we screened the film. It was an extraordinary event with Mayor Helen Klanderud and the council at that time. And we showed the film and we made our case. And afterwards, I was talking to the mayor on the street. And I said, you know, Aspen really should have a renewable energy day. And she said, you know, you're right. And you should do it. And you need to do it before the end of the summer. And it was like, I think it was, you know, the end of June. I'm like, You're kidding, right? And so, so we had our auspicious beginning. And it was a beautiful bluebird day, I'll never forget, and we went down underneath the clock tower and we put up a wonderful band named Sweet Sunny South, and we had booths and a large tent, and Solar Energy International was our main, you know, presenter. And then we had some folks come up on the stage in between listening to music and talk, like Randy Udall was there, and one of the representatives from Holy Cross Energy was there, and Mayor Klanderud came and spoke. And so, you know, it began as a very humble initiative to just put out to the town, to the world, the wisdom of renewable, sustainable, and energy efficient technology. And, you know, remember, that was 2 years after, you know, shock and awe, and we were at war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm-hmm. You know, we had come off of 8 years of relatively peaceful America under the Clinton administration. Many people thought at that time that this was a war for oil. And so we just took the point of view that we need to move very quickly now and transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy for all the obvious reasons.
Right. So our day has gone from a day to a week. Are you fighting off speakers? I mean, you know, I'm sure for the first year you guys invited people because it was just starting up. And I'm wondering if people are calling you to be involved instead of you calling them.
Well, the rest of the story is that my partner, Sally Ranney, came along in 2006 and was instrumental in facilitating our first nationally known speaker, Gary Hart, who came and spoke that year. Subsequently, in 2008, Ted Turner. And once Ted came and then began to return, that's when we really started to take off.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to say we hit our pinnacle, but we had our first really high mark was in 2010 when we had what we refer to as our big boy panel. And that's when we had Ted Turner and T. Boone Pickens and James Cameron, who had Avatar down the street in the movie theater at that time, as well as Michael Polsky and Sam Wiley on one panel. And then we started to really be able to gather some of the thought leaders, some of the influencers, some of the powerful people on the planet who were really moving the ball in that direction. You know, and even T. Boone, who's to the right, you know, saw the opportunity economically in the wisdom of the wind in Texas. And that's really an important point because renewables, you know, like I like to say, Amy, that they're unstoppable. You know, in other words, the sun always rises and the wind will always blow. And the cost curves come down each year. And that's really an important reason why our day continues to go forward because we feel that we've picked the right subject.
Well, this year's theme is Protecting America's Greatness, the Business of Innovation, Climate Leadership, and Resilient Communities. Chip Cummins, what did you have in mind when you came up with this theme?
Well, you know, there's a slogan that's been passed around the last couple of years, you know, make America great again. And I was thinking, you know what? We're already great. I thought, well, let's call it, you know, making America greater. And then we finally, my friend John Power suggested, let's call it Protecting America's Greatness.
I was looking at the very long list of speakers, such as Brooke Levan, the Cosmic Engagement Officer of Sustainable Settings. Mm-hmm. There are other locals, General Wesley Clark, who is also on your board, Hunter Lovins of Natural Capitalism Solutions, locals Chelsea and James Brundage of First Light Films, RMI, CORE, and all sorts of what appear to be cutting-edge renewable energizers, designers, filmmakers, activists, and overall futuristic and environmentally concerned individuals. And then I stumble upon Travis Holland, the accounting advisor for Anadarko Petroleum. And as you know, Anadarko mm-hmm. recently suffered some major blows, so to speak, on the Front Range. Why Anadarko at our day?
Not only Anadarko, but we have BP is in the house. One of the reasons that we are, in my view, still here is because we offer a platform where we can be inclusive. It's very important that we have at the table everybody that is involved in the energy business so that we can have an intelligent discussion and a dialogue. Yeah. I came here today, I drive a Chevy Volt, but I'm cognizant of the fact that I use fossil fuels in mm-hmm. that vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm also aware of the fact that I live in a home that has a natural gas input and electricity that comes from Holy Cross, which is doing great. They're 30% renewable, but that mm-hmm. means they're 70% fossil. Mm-hmm. So until I am 100% renewable and net positive, I feel like I have to deal with that part of myself that consumes fossil fuels. You know, right now we all are consumers of the oil and the coal exactly. and the gas. And we have to come to terms with that in real ways. And so by bringing in Anadarko to have a conversation without attacking, but rather, you know, saying, you know, we've noticed that you guys have had some problems and maybe there's a way that we can look at this through another lens that's going to be helpful mm-hmm. in avoiding these kinds of things in the future.
What can people expect when they attend our days this week?
We start today with our speakers from around the country and actually even internationally. We start at 8 a.m. and we end at 10 p.m. at night.
Wow.
We have many offerings. Of course, we break for lunch and dinner. We go Monday through Thursday, and some of the highlights will be a conversation with Trammell Crow or with Doug Stroop, who is the world's leading polar explorer, Tuesday evening. He's been to the North Pole 16 times
wow.
and the South Pole 16 times. But he'll be joined by Keith Tuffley, who's the chairman and CEO of the B Team, which is Richard Branson and Paul Pullman and Arianna Huffington and many, many other CEOs that are interested in using the private sector to facilitate the great transition. Mm-hmm. Keith rode his bicycle to the South Pole in December.
Oh, and wow.
The first guy to do that. Extraordinary. So we're going to have that conversation, and we're going to have an eyewitness report of what's actually happening at the poles mm-hmm. due to climate change. And Michael Brune, the head of the Sierra Club, will close us out on Thursday afternoon. And so that will finish the summit, but then we'll be going up to the big stage on Fannie Hill mm-hmm. and listening to a John Popper concert, who is with Blues Traveler, and he's playing with a band called Brothers Keeper. DJ Spooky will do a mix-up of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper 50-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And that transitions us into something I'm really excited about called Our Day Electric, a new program that we're offering, which is electric vehicles that we're putting on display on the Snowmass Mall. Mm-hmm. You can come and kick the tires and take a look at a Tesla or a Chevy Bolt or a Nissan Leaf, and you can test drive them as well. And concurrent to that, we have the Our Day Expo, where there'll be booths. And if that's not enough, we also have Impact Film that's happening over at the Snowmass Town Hall. We're trying to have a very big conversation, but we want to bring that down to earth. So we like to talk in terms of local, regional, national, global, but at the end of the day, it's all local.
Thanks very much, Chip Cummins.
Thanks, Amy.